Okay, let's take the next one. I'm Rav Papa. I'm sorry. Boy Rav Abba Bar Momo. You get a chance to look at this?
Somewhat.
Somewhat? Okay, good. Who wants to read?
I'm on Rav Zivir.
Okay, so the question is like this. Right, you're Mavayesh someone who's sleeping. You're Mavayesh someone who's sleeping, and he died. Rash says he died while he was asleep. V'lo hikir b'boshto she'asa lo zeh. Mahu. He never knew that the guy embarrassed him. He never knew the guy embarrassed him. But apparently it'd be Davar Pashut. Davar Pashut, if he woke up later and people told him that someone did something to him, that's Davar Pashut, the guy would be chayav. Right? So it's interesting. I mean, right away it's interesting. Now what? He doesn't need an immediate effect. Right? When he wakes up and realizes that he was spat upon, then the Mavayish will be chayav. The Mavayish will be chayav. No question about that. Question is, if he slept right through it and then never woke up. Well, let's see. So what's the question? So my kami boy, what was his question? What exactly is the theoretical question here? Go ahead.
I'm a rosy. I'm thinking about it. Mishum kisufa hu, v'ha ma'isle, v'ha ma'isle, v'ha ma'isle, mishum zilusa hu, v'ha
yizle. So the question is like this. Is it because of kisufa? And he never was, and he died, so he didn't have any kisufa. What's kisufa? Rashi?
Kisufa chafiyas panim.
Yeah, what does that mean?
I'm not sure if it's like winding or
covering, yeah.
Covering his head, I guess.
Covering his face in shame. People do that. It's like an instinctive reaction because it's obviously silly. He's certainly not going to gain anything. Right. They cover their head in shame. Lower the head in shame. Trying to escape. Escape the gaze. Are they trying to escape the gaze, or are they trying? They don't just close their eyes. It's true. It's true. No, they're trying to escape being looked at. Right? Disappear. They don't want to be looked at. I have to think deeper into it. But I don't think so. I don't think literally that's what it means. Kisufa does sometimes I think they translate kisufa as like a whitening, like you said, right? But here Rash says, so basically, okay, but halachically what is it? Halachically what is it? A reaction. Halachically he's looking for a reaction. Right? The guy never reacted. Okay. But, so if you're going to say it's kisufa, that there's some reaction in the gavra, right? Don't ask me if he's stone-faced. But he did something. He felt the effect. Right, chias panim is just a reaction to the effect that he felt. Okay, but he felt the effect. Or zilusa, what's zilusa?
Rashi, Zalzibo b'nei Rabin, the Alpha Pishen Roshan Samalibo.
Right, Samalibo. Or Yichayev on Boshes. Because you're mezalzel the guy. like we were discussing yesterday with Tosfos. Shemizalzel bo b'fnei rabim. So you were mizalzel him. You were mizalzel him, even though he never noticed. Even though he never noticed. Difficult question. It's a difficult question.
It's a much more basic question.
It's a very basic question, right? Like the most basic question. Yeah. See, it seems to be questions like this, that a maisa boshes. Okay, it has a lot to do with what we were doing yesterday, but I haven't really finished working on what I wanted to write up for yesterday. But let's see. It was like this: a maisa boshes. Every maisa has to have an effect. That's what the Gemara is looking for here. The Gemara is looking for how do you define where do you look for the effect over here in terms of the maisa. Okay, where's the effect of the maisa in order to qualify it as the maisa boshes? So the question is like this. What's the natural? What would be the natural? What are the two sides of here? So one side is saying kisufa means what? Means it's like a regular maisa. Right, in terms of defining the maisa as having an effect, it has to have the effect in the object that it's acting upon. Now, that's the normal way you define a complete action. Right, that there's an object it's acting upon, and it changed that object in some way. It changed that object in some way. See, I'm trying to restrict this. I'm trying to restrict this question to looking for the maisa, the most fundamental element of the maisa itself. The most fundamental components of the maisa itself. Hopefully, if we do that, we're not going to be stuck in reiterating the problem, the questions from yesterday. This is a question of the strict formulation of the act of boshes. Now, an act has to have an action, obviously, and an effect, right? So, in the other nezikin, is obvious. The act is the hakor, and the effect is either the immediate damage to the guf or the immediate experience of the pain, right? Because that's the nature of those actions. The act of boshes is an interesting kind of an act, right? Why? As you'll see, if I finish writing up the thing from yesterday today. It's a different act. It's a different kind of an act. Why? Because who is really the ultimate target, in a sense, in boshes? Who's really the ultimate? Where really is the effect ultimately found? In the people around them. Right? That's really where the effect is derived from. That's really the ultimate objective of being mavayish somebody. Is to alter the way people view him. To humiliate him in front of others. Right? That's really the objective. It's similar to Lashon Hara in its class. It's really a certain type of character assassination. Right? Defamation of a sort. So it's totally on others. It's totally on others. But it's not just a din of midos. It becomes, to use a overapplied term, it's concretized over here in a maisa of chovel. Right? So there are demands now of Maisa. In other words, to be for Lashon Hara, there's no demands of Maisa for Lashon Hara. You just have to spread the word. Right? As a matter of fact, you can even have Lashon Hara without speaking. Right? But to be part of a din of a Maisa Nezek of Chovel, it has to be formulated structurally as Maisa. That's the question over here. That's the question. Now, in order to have a Maisa, there has to be an act and an effect. So that's the question over here. The question is, when we're defining the Maisa Boshes, when it's being translated into an action, and not just maligning him, but an act of Boshes, so do you say that, like any action, it must derive its quality from an effect in the object of the action? In other words, what makes something a grama and not a grama? What's the difference between a grama and not a grama? A grama is where the effect is not in the... in other words, a grama would be where I act where the harm is not in the object I'm actually acting on. Right? There's a gap between the two. It's indirect. It's indirect, but an action, a normal maisa chovel means the physical object of my act is where the effect is found. You know what I'm trying to say? Somewhat clumsily. So if we want to translate the maisa boshes into a maisa of nezek, it must be that there is some reaction in the Gavra. It must be there's some reaction in the Gavra. If there's no reaction in the Gavra, according to that side, it's just like telling tales about the guy. You understand? That's what differentiates it. What makes it a Maisa Boshas? That it has a complete description in the realm of Maisa. What's a complete description in the realm of Maisa? That there's an act to an object, and the object is affected. Not effected. Affected now. Right. So that's the side that says he must feel it. He must sense it. He must know it. It's interesting. It doesn't demand it's immediate, because it's a different kind of a maisa. It's not a harm of the act. But it's not the wetness of the spit that's the harm. But in order to be complete as a maisa, it must find an effect in the object that it interacted with. That's kisufa. Zilusa is saying that we can define the maisa boshes on its terms. We have to define Maisa only to the extent that the realm of Boshes itself demands. In other words, we don't need over here in this case for the effect to be found in the object. The effect, as long as there's an effect in the target audience, that's where you look for the effect. In other words, When you're translating Boshes into Maisa, Boshes is into Maisa, so you need to do an action to the victim. If there's no action to the victim, then you're missing the substance of a Maisa Nezek. Even if you spit on his clothing, by the way, that's not Boshes. Has to be dafka to the gavra. Okay, I have to see. I told you the Gemara in Ksuba says, if you mivayish a woman, the husband is also considered embarrassed. I have to see how that's possible. if it's not how that's different than his clothing. But yeah, very good, very excellent, excellent. He's simple, double partial. Ishto gufo. Here it doesn't say kigufo, actually it's gufo. But anyhow, I didn't think that was an appropriate wedding message, you know. I was gonna, you know. Anyhow, so that's what I think is what the question over here is. Over here, without hitting the target, without hitting the victim, the one who's suffering the damage, without hitting the one who's suffering the harm, there's no Maisa Nezek. Okay? But the question is, in terms of the effect, the immediate, in terms of the effect of the Maisa, the immediate effect of the Maisa, I don't mean immediate in time. I mean immediate in terms of relation, right? Does it have to be in the Gavra that's suffering the harm, like a normal Maisa Hezek? Or since the harm comes about through the audience, it has to be by the Maisa Nezek of Boshes, it's a Maisa of reaction of the group. You understand? It's a Maisa to the Gavra that elicits the reaction in the group. It's who, where does the effect have to be? Yeah, I don't know if I can put it. That's right. Exactly. Right, right. That's right. That's right. Look over here. That's right. That's right. That's the interesting element of Boshes. That's the interesting element of Boshes.
Are we trying to explain here what exactly the Maisa Boshes is?
Yes.
Or what the Machayev is?
The Maisa itself. I'm trying to define the Maisa itself.
So over here,
there's an... As opposed to just talking about the guy or spitting on his clothes. There has to be a physical Maisa of Boshes that has some sort of effect.
The Kedr, when you perform to Boshes, you think of Boshes essentially as just an effect. Now
right.
Laid up for grab,
that's right.
Yeah. That's usually an arbitrary question.
Right. That's what I'm trying to work out of here. So the point I'm trying to make is this is not from this sugya. You can't necessarily learn into this sugya the questions we were dealing with yesterday, meaning the very nature of what Boshes is. I'm trying to learn this not as a question of what the nature of Boshes is. It's just a question of whatever you learn the nature of Boshes to be, it definitely involves other people's. It definitely involves an act of degrading a person in front of others. And we just have to define that act now.
I mean, the question you're asking could really be asked about any action whose kiyum is not in the object.
That's right. That's right. It
doesn't have to do with the specific nature of Boshes.
That's right. In other words, it doesn't have to do with the standing or the zilzal. Is that...
The definition again for the zilzal is... It seems to me, directly speaking to the question, it's not an effect of the guy, it's an effect in a bunch of other people. So
wouldn't
that either propose a different definition of the
God roughly? No, let's take the way Rashi was learning yesterday. It could be Rashi would say, yeah, that's the definition of the Maisa, but if a Gavra is Mufka from the whole category, the Maisa is meaningless. This doesn't have to do with Rashi and Tosfos from yesterday. Are we talking to each other?
No.
Okay. I didn't think so. I got that feeling. Right. In other words, the Maisa has a kiyum to be complete. Right. So, but the question over here is, where does the kiyum of this Maisa? Is it when we're translating the general idea of Boshes into Maisa? Is there a requirement that the kiyum be in the object of the Maisa, like a normal Maisa kiyum? Or can we say, since the nature of Boshes is really There's a target audience of boshas. There's a victim, but there's really you're really trying to act. You're really trying to cause an effect in the audience. That's really the effect you're seeking, is in the audience. The only thing is, you need a maisa, otherwise it would just be a grama. So over here, the maisa is to the gavra, but the kiyam of the maisa could be in the audience. So then even if he never wakes up, you still have a kiyam of the maisa. Now, it could be, like Ariel was saying before, that this is just a question of, did I do the act? That's the only question this is talking about. What is the maisa and kiyam? That's the only question it's dealing with. But since it's not a physical experience, boshas, it's a social experience, it's possible that the kiyam could be outside of the gavra. That's all we're talking about. Now, it could be when we pay the harm of the maisa, we'll go purely by his experience. That's not a problem. That's not a problem. Right? But this is just analyzing the maisa alone. That's why it's a further breakdown from the beginning of the Gemara.
Yes, sir, you're talking about what?
The nature of boshas. The harm, the type of harm that we're talking about. Well, we'll have to review. I want to try to work a little more on yesterday. Let's take the next shita. We have more time? Let's take the next question. Because there's another day over here in what Rav Abba Bar Mommel's question was. Okay. I'd also like to see if we can come back to define cotton a little bit better, because there's something strange with the cotton over there. It's just a strange category. Go ahead, let's take Rav Papa. Rav Papa said, no, this is the question.
Papa, Mar Hakha can buy Shim Ki Supa Di Dehu Mayaslay.
So the same side, first side is the same. What is that talking about? Boshes mishpacha. Boshes mishpacha. What kind of a thing is boshes mishpacha? Okay, you want to go through the same analysis? That what? Let's just see if we can quickly there. What?
Hashma.
Same thing. Cotton yeshlo boshes. Yes, the Gemara says, if you're going to tell me that it's because of Mishpacha. So the same thing. Instead of Zilusi, you just replace it with Mishpacha. If you're going to tell me it's Mishpacha, so that's why I have cotton. But if you're going to tell me it's Kisufa, the cotton doesn't experience it. What about the Shota? The Shota also doesn't have any, there's no further boshes to the Mishpacha than having the shota in the family to begin with. And we said, okay, but so fine, we work out the shota, but it comes out that it comes out to be from the cotton that's boshes mishpacha. Nope, the cotton could be a bar boshes too. Yeah, that's the way we paskin. We paskin la locha that is kisufa delay. All right. Because it comes out right. It's not from the boshes of the mishpacha. It's kisufa delay. Okay.
It's
a good question.
First, it sounds like a zilzul type thing. Also,
you see, how is mishpacha different from zilusa? Let's think this carefully. How is logically, how is mishpacha, just categorically, what's the category of mishpacha as opposed to zilusa? Zilusa is saying what? The effect is where?
Which is it's the medium shock after the insult.
With mishpacha, zilusa is still the audience, right?
Yeah,
is the audience.
Mishpacha is a shame.
Mishpacha is like an expanded effect in the gavra, right? Not in him personally. According to this side, this side rejects entirely that there could be a difference in boshes to remove the norm of a maisa needing an effect in its target. Has to be in the target. But can you say that since boshes is not a physical thing, you can expand the definition of the target? You understand? That it doesn't have to be the Gavra per se that you hit, but his dignity, which is also expressed in his family. You understand? It's a very interesting thing.
So
Rav Papa is saying, the second side of the question is saying that there's no Havamina at all, that Voshis is different from the regular definition of Maisa, needing an effect in the object that you're interacting with. So Zilusa is out. There's no Havamina, there's no question about Zilusa. But the question is that since Voshis is different, it doesn't need, the effect doesn't need to be in the physical heftza that you interacted with. It could be even in the shame of the gavra that you interacted with, which is expressed in the mishpacha. So if there's an embarrassment in the mishpacha from hitting the guy, that's considered like the object, that's considered like the maisa the kiyam in his object. Let's think about it. I'm just giving you a good description. But let's think about it. See, the question, then I think we should do next is the question of the Isha, because that's like a further, because the Gemara even brings up the question of Mishpach over there. That's, we'll see. I'll have to get the daf, you don't remember what it is, I think, in Chav Chesem or in Ksuvus. You know what I'm trying to say? It's hard to define it more precisely right now, but this Gemara is questioning the kiyum of the Maisa, where the kiyum has to be. One side, first question is, could it be in the audience or does it have to be in the Gavra? Second side is saying it definitely has to be in the object of the Maisa, but can you say that you're not really hitting him, Begufo? You're hitting a certain you're really interacting with him, it's true, but the kiyum doesn't have to be in his guf. The kiyum has to be in his kavod, which is also felt. As long as it's expressed anywhere, that's considered like another kiyum. So b'nei mishpachto feel the shame of the thing. That's an indication. I don't think it really means they have to feel the shame. I think it means that's an indication that there's a kiyum in the. I don't know. I have to think about it. I mean, the guy's a. An orphan. Let's think about that. Those are those kinds of questions that that you only can think about a little later.
Very similar to
no! It's similar. It's similar in the sense. It's only similar in this sense.
Outside of the guide.
That's right. It's outside of the pure form of Maisa. But Zilusa says you can go outside of the whole structure of Maisa. Right, so you don't need the effect to be in the object of the hit. This is saying we can expand the definition of the object.
Right,
we can say, exactly, you hit the family. You hit the family. You didn't just hit this guy, because kavod is your Svartic boy. Kavod is in the family. I'm thinking of mafia. I'm sorry, yeah. different clans. Yeah, so. That's like I remember when I was in high school. This one guy did something bad in class, and the Rebbe made him write an apology to his father. He said, "You besmirched the family name." So, yeah. Okay, I think that's good. We'll carry on with the Ksuba.